New York City. Fans are celebrating the U.S. women's soccer team's historic World Cup victory today with a ticker tape parade. The team won its record fourth World Cup Sunday, its second consecutive win. The games also brought renewed attention to the team's struggle for equal pay. Earlier this year, they sued the U.S. Soccer Federation for gender discrimination. West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin introduced a bill Tuesday to withhold federal funding for U.S. participation in the 2026 FIFA World Cup unless the United States Soccer Federation implements equal pay for the women's soccer team. Outspoken co-captain Megan Rapinoe has also made headlines for her comments about Trump during the World Cup, saying, "I'm not going to the effing White House." On CNN Tuesday, Anderson Cooper asked Rapinoe what her message to President Trump is.
Your message is excluding people. You're excluding me. You're excluding people that look like me. You're excluding people of color. You're excluding, you know, Americans that that maybe support you. I think that we need to have a reckoning with the message that you have and what you're saying about Make America Great Again. I think that you're harking back to an era that was not great for everyone. It might have been great for a few people, and maybe America is great for a few people right now, but it's not great for enough Americans.
Megan Rapinoe also said the soccer team would be traveling to Washington, D.C. at the invitation of several lawmakers in Congress, but repeated she would not accept an invitation to the White House, as she did not want her message or the team's platform to be co-opted.